Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's day two, Browns training camp, and now joining us, rookie quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, DeShone Kizer. DeShone, how you doing?
Doing well, enjoying it.
You know, yesterday we were on the air when practice ended, and we're sitting here, and we look out onto the field, and everybody's off the field except for you. And you're talking to the air, and it seemed to me that you were practicing, making the calls in the huddle, and then doing the plays all by yourself.
Or just a crazy person talking to himself.
We were impressed because everybody else is gone. I mean, everybody else is off the field, and you're out there working X-rays. That's something. First of all, tell us exactly what you were doing, and is that something you've always done?
Yeah, you know, for starters, I'm not crazy. But that was just an opportunity for me to not only correct the plays that I was, you know, in there for, but also to go through the full script of the plays that I didn't get to go through. You know, a big part of this position is being able to communicate accurately and precisely, and the only way you can do that is by being out there doing it. And when you put yourself in a position out on the field after practice, you can kind of still feel those practice vibes and still practice, you know, getting those extra reps.
Yesterday was the first chance you had in training camp. You had the OTA practices, the mini camps and stuff, but speed of the game obviously picks up as you get into training camp. And certainly, Dave, I remember my first day of training camp, I was like, this is just crazy fast. It was right. It was wild. So for you, when you got out there, did you notice a difference? And no pads yet, so it'll go up another level when that happens on Saturday. But what was the speed like, the change?
Absolutely. You know, you notice definitely there's a, you know, new energy from OTAs. Guys are out there obviously competing to keep their jobs and to earn their jobs. But on top of that, though, it in a way kind of slows down, because this is the first time that I've been able to have some time in between seeing the playbook and, you know, being able to get some reps during OTAs and during veteran mini camp and during rookie mini camp, to come back and get to install one and being able to go out there and you know, do my job.
Obviously, you've been in the spotlight a lot. It's not like Notre Dame, some tiny college that,
right,
that nobody goes to the games to. You know, football, people like Notre Dame here, they live, eat, breathe football. Everybody in this town loves football. You saw the big crowds out here for the first day of practice. I saw when you came out, there were a couple of crazy guys over there screaming your name, doing chants. What was that experience like, just being in front of the fans and getting that first taste of it in training camp?
It's awesome. You know, I take pride in making sure that, you know, I'm representing the community around the program that I'm in. That was something I did at Notre Dame, and that's something I continue to do here. So to get that little taste of what the game day experience could be like later down the road, it was awesome. You know, there's some of the best fans in the country out here, and obviously it's been known for a while that they're going to, you know, give you a great you know, following, and to have something that's similar to what I was able to experience at Notre Dame here at the professional level is a blessing.
I was telling my partner, I think it was Wednesday night, they were showing on ESPNU the top 25 games of 2016 in the Texas game, you guys against Texas, which was obviously week one, and it was like one of the greatest college games I've ever seen, and you had an amazing game. You remember that game much?
Because
you were terrific.
Oh, yeah. You know, you know, there's a lot that went into that game. Obviously, there's a quarterback battle that was happening. You know, there was definitely a big question mark on the level of success we were going to have after a Fiesta Bowl season before that and losing some key players going into that season. But, yeah, it was fun, you know, to be able to watch that over again. Right before I go into training camp, I like to go back and see some things I've done in the past just to kind of show myself what type of player I am.
Did you see it on TV or did you
No,
watch
I watched,
it yourself?
No, I watched it myself on the film and saw some adjustments that I've made since then. And, you know, the big thing for me going into training camp is trying to build on my past, and that's a part of my past. So to see the guy that I was then, the guy that I was at the end of the season, and then the guy that I was in OTAs, and you can kind of see the different steps that I've taken to make sure that I'm still heading in the right direction.
Do you go back and watch the negative games too?
Absolutely. And there's negative plays within that game. You know, everyone, you know, sees some of the better plays in that, but there's some wide open guys that I miss, and those are some things that the consistency side of my college career that I want to, you know, obviously improve on going into the NFL. Sure. That I need to go see why I was inconsistent at those times, because, you know, when you get so much positive feedback for the last couple months, and you make the positive adjustments that you make, you tend to forget why you were inconsistent before this, why those adjustments had to be made. So to go remind yourself, hey, this is why I do this, and this is how I'm going to continue to do it moving forward, it allows you to play at a much higher level.
We're talking with Browns quarterback DeShone Kizer. You talked about, you know, looking at the bad things and being able to, you know, improve from those. When you go back, obviously, you know, statistically at least, you had a better year 2 years ago than you did this past season. At times you looked great, at times you struggled. When you've looked through that tape, what did you see to – can you explain why you struggled at times last year?
You know, it's hard to look at the tape without understanding the situation that you're in around it. You know, there's a quarterback competition going on. There's a bunch of freshmen on the field with us. We're a really young team last year. And the season before that, we were, you know, a big veteran team. You had Ronnie Stanley, you had Will Fuller, Chris Brown, Amir Carlisle. I mean, the average guys on the team are still 4 years into college. So you take all those different situations. When you think back to them, you don't necessarily just see the film. You also remember the situation you're in before that. So I think there's a lot of things that went into that season. Obviously, we go 4-8 at Notre Dame, and that's unacceptable. And to go back and reevaluate that, there's some leadership things. There's some things with developing younger guys. There's some things within the leadership positions, being a quarterback and not spending as much time focusing on the guys around me rather than on myself to win a competition. Yeah. So there's so much that goes into that that could, you know, lead to not having the success that you want to have.
You know, Brian Kelly at the end of the year said he didn't think you were quite ready for the NFL. I mean, obviously he spoke overall highly of you and thinks you're going to have good success. But at the time he said he thought you could have, you know, benefited from another year in college. And I know you spoke about that after and didn't seem to have a problem with what he said. How do you feel about that now?
You know, it was completely true. I think anyone can benefit from an extra year of anything, you know. And the way that his system is now set into place, there's a lot of the good things that are happening at Notre Dame. I'm excited to see what happens there. And I think that could have benefited from that, absolutely. But in the same sense, I could have benefited from time there. I've been able to become a much different player here. You know, this is a completely different game at this level. This league is obviously with the best of the best in the world, with some of the best coaches. So the things that I've been able to learn in this last, you know, 4 months as a Cleveland Brown has allowed my development to take off, I believe. You know, the mistakes that I was making back then, the understanding of the game that I had then is completely different from the type of player I am now.
Browns quarterback DeShone Kizer with us here on day two of training camp. DeShone, you mentioned the quarterback competition last year as how, you know, that was something that was a factor in to maybe some of the team's shortcomings. I guess I would ask you, this is a quarterback competition again here in Cleveland. So is there something you learned from going through that competition that you can maybe use that as a positive? Because if some guys look at a competition and maybe they, not that they shy away from the competition, but there can be added pressure to that because you maybe put maybe pressure on yourself as to, hey, I don't want to make too many mistakes because I don't want to lose my footing in terms of being the guy. I guess talk about that competition and how you can maybe use it here in Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, the pressure of the competition, especially at the quarterback position, is inevitable. You're going to have it. You know, you try to ignore it as much as you can and focus on your reps, but you're going to see it. I mean, any competitor is going to understand the situation around him. But I think that my experiences at Notre Dame and going through the quarterback competition that I had that led to a 4-8 season was something that I've taken so many lessons from. You know, small things like making sure that the attentiveness that I have to myself in my competition can also be passed along to the guys around me. Making sure that you know, guys in my fellow rookie class, I'm spending time with them. You know, playing the quarterback position, you understand the playbook at a whole other level, and to be able to develop guys quickly, like David or you know, Matt Days, guys who are out there getting the same reps that I am, to make sure that I'm spending some time with them. Also, the camaraderie within the locker room is something that I shied away from a little bit in my senior year, in the sense that so focused in on how can I go out there and become the starting guy as fast as I possibly can, that I shied away from, you know, my teammates, and I became a little secluded. So now I'm making sure that I'm spending as much possible time as I can with the guys around me to try to, you know, treat the job as if I am going to be the starter walking into the season, so that if that day does come when my name's called to go out there and take the first snap of a game, that those guys aren't shocked, they aren't surprised. Because last year there was a time where, you know, I was finally named quarterback, and it was like, okay, now I'm going to go and start doing the things that I would do as a starting quarterback. I need to start acting like a starting quarterback the day that I walk into this facility, and that's something that I learned last year.
What does it mean to be a starting quarterback?
You know, there's so much that goes into it, and I think that the obvious disconnect between guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and some of the guys from the lower half of the quarterbacks in the league, you can see that their success has come from the preparation. Their success has come from the camaraderie of their teammates, the development of their teams, the understanding of their schemes. There's so much that goes into this position that you can't define it. You know, if we all wrote a book on what it takes to be a quarterback, it'd be completely different. Some guys think you just have to spin the ball well. Some guys think you have to be accurate. Some guys think you just need to go out there and win. Some guys think that you need to be the best leader. You know, those are all different things that take, you know, people spend hours and hours and days and years and time to go and develop themselves in those different facets. But quite frankly, in order to be a great quarterback, you have to be good at them all. And right. You know, that's why yeah. there's guys who are, you know, 12-year vets, 13-year vets who come into a season and they're still learning about themselves because there is so much that goes into this position.
Browns quarterback DeShone Kizer is with us. DeShone, you know, in the media, and I don't know how much you pay attention to it, you know, a lot of us feel like there's a good chance you're going to be the starter, you know, and the fans are excited about it because you're the unknown. Like, the other two guys or the other three guys have been in the league, and fair or not, because none of them have played a lot in the NFL, but fans feel like, or at least most fans feel like, and I think most members of the media, and I'll include myself, feel like we know what the other guys are. And we don't know what you are. We know what you were in college, but that's totally different in the NFL. And so I think you bring some excitement to the fans and the media alike that's been looking for it because there hasn't been a good quarterback in Cleveland in two decades. Does that cause pressure? The fact that you know the outside influences are excited about you possibly starting and wanting you to start?
No, I don't think it causes pressure at all because, like, you guys don't know, I don't know. You know, I've never played in the NFL.
Yeah.
So the excitement that you have for something that's unknown is something that is exciting for me, but also requires me to accept that I don't know so that I can spend more time out here getting better. You know, I can't even think about starting yet still at this point. You know, obviously I've done everything I can for the last couple months to put myself in a position to potentially play because that's the ultimate goal, but there's still so much learning to do. You know, you still see me out here going over the plays. I still have to learn how to communicate better. I still have to go out there and get my consistency up with some of my accuracy things that I'm trying to do. You know, those are all things that I've been working on, and those are all things that I feel very confident about at this point. But until, you know, we start game planning week one and we get through this preseason, I won't know what it takes to be a starting quarterback. I can try to emulate. I can try to pretend. I can learn as much as I can. But I won't know until the day comes. And quite frankly, it's not in my hands. You know, that's something that to set a goal to be a starter at a certain time, or, you know, by preseason game one, by, you know, the first week against Pittsburgh, or by the middle of the year, would be foolish of me because that's not in my hands. My job right now is just to do whatever I can, to learn as much as I can, to hopefully be in a position whenever this team needs me to be a guy to step in, I got to be ready to go.
I thought you made an amazing point before about how you looked at yourself in college last year and you waited to kind of be the leader until you got named the starter. So from that point, how's it happening the other way? Have Cody and Brock, have they been helping you even though they're competing with you?
Absolutely. I think we have one of the best quarterback rooms in the country in terms of the dynamic of the group. You know, you have Cody who's going into a second year but has 8 starts under his belt and understands Cleveland, understands Coach Jackson's system, has been there, but is still learning through it. You have a guy like Brock who comes in with, you know, 5 years of playoff football under his belt and seeing greats. And so he has some things that vets do that Cody and I haven't seen before. So we're learning from him. You have a brainiac in Kevin Hogan who understands this offense very well and is able to ask difficult questions. But also between all the four guys that are in that room, it's all open. You know, we all have one goal in mind, and that's to get the Cleveland Browns to start winning again. So we're kind of building off of each other, learning from each other, and hopefully we can, you know, come together. And when that guy does step out there, we can take the same things that we're doing here in training camp and help that guy out to lead to some success going into the season.
You got your script there attached to your belt, and the play calls are long, and you might have like 10, 15 words in a call. Is it a lot longer and a lot more difficult than college?
Oh, yeah. Completely different game. You know, in college, you got a couple hand signals. You say 3 words to the offensive line, and you're running the full play. You know, so that's something that I've been definitely diving into, but the more reps you get, the better you understand. You know, those long terms, you start breaking them down into, you know, different sections of the play. You start understanding that this play goes with this formation, which goes on this hash, or he says one thing and you got it. You know, so the more that I can just rep that out, the easier it will become.
The more you think, the slower you play.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's what you're doing out here after practice, to looking at those notes and trying to get that – so that becomes second nature, right?
Right, right. You know, I need to eliminate that communication and the huddle from the thinking process for me. I need to be able to just go up there, yeah, recite it, get everyone else out there so I can spend more time, you know, reading in defense and making sure that we're in the right play and doing the right things.
Browns quarterback DeShone Kizer. DeShone, you know, in your whole life you've probably played with guys about your age. You talked about last year being a lot of young players, so you were a little older maybe, but now you're playing with guys who are 20s, mid-20s, 30s. It's a young team actually in general, but there are some older guys. You look like you're 18 years old. I mean, you got a young, really young-looking face. Is that, what's that like? You're playing with men, like older guys now. You're a young man, but there's some guys who have been around here a long time. What's
absolutely
that experience been
like? You know, football's football at the end of the day. We're all X's and O's out there, you know, making things happen. You know, 11 guys versus 11 guys trying to, yeah, you know, accomplish their schemes. But, you know, where that does come into play is in the locker room. You know, it comes on a lot off the field.
Right.
Where you have guys with different personalities. And guys, you know, it's truly a blessing to be next to a guy like Joe Thomas, who obviously is heading to Canton one day. And to see who he is now going into his 11th season is something that I want to emulate now. Because he's learned. He's seen so many different guys come through. He's seen different egos. He's seen different personalities. Yet he's found success every single year, every single snap that he's out there. And you tend to become, you know, you value a vet because,
right,
of the experiences that he has. So if I can go and learn from those things that he's doing right now, early in my career, hopefully then that can transform into a bunch of years that he's having later in his career.
Obviously, you didn't grow up that far from here, so you know this part of the country really well. Is that you have people banging down your door for tickets already? You have a lot of family and friends coming by practice. How's that like?
Absolutely, absolutely. After practice, I mean, there's quite a few Northwest Ohio people here, which,
yeah,
is awesome. And I'm you know, taking this whole group of people within Northeast Ohio that the Browns like to focus on, but I like to consider Northern Ohio because there's quite a few plans in Toledo and in my area too. So, I still consider myself playing at home. These are my type of people. I can go to LA all I want, and I can go to Miami all I want, I can,
right,
go to Texas and I can have a great time, but there's nothing like home. You know, to come home and be next to the people that I've, you know, been growing up around in the communities that are very similar to my own, it's awesome to be playing in front of those guys.
Was Rudy Rudiger overrated or what? Have you met him, the real guy?
Yeah, I have. He's awesome. Really good guy. Obviously, the Notre Dame fan base loves him.
Yeah.
You know, the football team loves him, and that story will be something that will forever, you know, be a part of the history of Notre Dame.
What do you do for fun? That's it.
Read
just
the playbook.
Football,
right? No. I have a good time. I have a good social life. You know, I like to golf.
Right.
I like to stay competitive. You know, the little 8-ball game on my phone, it takes up a little of my,
okay,
free time. You know, a little ping pong here and there. I like to consider myself a pretty good ping pong player. But other than that, not much. You know, I'm trying to get into this whole TV shows thing. There's a lot of guys in there who are having conversations about
Ozark.
TV shows.
Ozark.
New show.
Ozark.
Check it out. Ozark.
Really? Both of you guys
that's
came
Ozark.
Out.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I told him about it. He's
I'm addicted.
Really?
It's,
yeah,
a great show.
Really?
Yeah. Did you like, yeah, Breaking Bad?
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Oh,
I've never been into the TV shows. You got to understand.
Right.
I've seen Billions with my
great
business
show.
Mind. Love Billions.
Yeah.
I just started House of Cards. Just got done with season
great
one.
Show.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
But so you got Netflix. So do Ozark. It's a 10-episode.
It
just came out like a week ago.
Yeah.
It's got Jason Bateman in it. Yeah. I swear to God. I'm not. I don't have time for TV either. He watches a million shows.
I watch a million shows.
But he
I'm
gave me this one, and I'm hooked. So.
Well, at this position, there's not much free time for me on now. So that whole TV show trying to get some.
Well, when the season gets around, you're on a plane. There you go.
There we go.
That's right. You watch on the plane.
Yeah,
sounds
absolutely
good.
Hey, DeShone, we appreciate
thanks,
it, man. Best of luck this season. We're excited to see you play.
Of course. Thanks, you guys.
Cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.